Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Thank you, Muchala Namanya. Praise the Lord, church.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God is so good. Yeah, today I think is a visiting Sunday. Sports day and all these things which are happening. But we give glory to God because we do have parents and they have children. And they are required to take care of those children even as we send them to school. I thank God for praise and worship, indeed. Thank you so much for leading us in praise and worship. Praise and worship is not about just the sounds and the word. We praise and worship in everything that we do, in song, in our actions, in the way we engage one another on day to day. If you know, you know. The Bible says, be transformed by doing what? By renewing of your mind. Yes, I want to give a little bit of a testimony as well. Not a little, it's a testimony. Last Sunday, after church, we had the great blessing of going to meet as family at my mother-in-law's, my mother-in-love's. I can't stop giving praise to God for her. She's my mother now because my other biological mother left. Now I have my wife's mother, and she's 96. And we had a blessed day after church. Usually after preaching the word, you know, I really want to unwind. And I thought it would be difficult. But we had a painting session. We had painting. We were about, what, about 25 members of the family. Even these ones, they bought the canvases from, you know, Chinatown with all the paints and the canvases. And we had items to paint. And even Jaja, 96, she painted. And we had a really great time. You know, moments like that, you can't not thank God for life, for family. We need to give thanks to God. If you are seated here, your parents are still alive. Even if they had you had issues with them, pray for them. Reach out to them. You may be, and you are, God's instrument in the family. Don't even doubt it. You are what? God's instrument. Even if they neglected you, even if you think they are very distant from God, you are God's instrument in the family. Hallelujah. God is good. Yes. Last Sunday, my wife told me I was very much of a teacher. Teach. This time to us as emuka tunguru. And God is the one who directs how he wants you to share. But I thank God because the most important thing is to receive the word of God. And the word of God is alive. The word of God gives us direction. The word of God gives us purpose. I want to thank God so much. I want to thank God for all of you. And I don't take anybody for granted. Even the kids. Sometimes I miss the kids being in the church. And they go for Sunday school. But, you know, that's their time. We need to be able to prepare them so that when they come up, they're on a strong foundation. And you can then lift them up. Hallelujah. So I thank also the people who look after our children, the young children, and teach them the word. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yeah. Last Sunday, the main verse was under Hebrews 16 to 19, and that heavenly sanctuary where we desire to be, and where our forerunner, Jesus Christ, has already gone on our behalf. By his grace, he has already gone there. So what happens then that our forerunner, Jesus Christ, has already gone there? It means that what? We are anchored. We talked about an anchor. The anchor is what helps us to be linked in the presence of God, in that holy of holies, where God made an oath. We are confident, we are expectant. That anchor makes sure that we are unshakable, reliable. We are spiritually secure. Jesus gave us a direct access. He went ahead of us into the Holy of Holies. He guaranteed. He's our guarantee in that place. And it's by covenant. That place is a place of eternal destiny. Eternal destiny. I always don't want to talk about the other. It's also an eternal destiny. But we have the choice. Now is the time. Because God never made a mistake. So, we are reminded that we are guaranteed. By oath, we are confirmed. And those two unchangeable things, impossible for God to lie, and the oath that he took. Hallelujah. We have hope, and we are greatly encouraged. Hallelujah. So on the back of that scripture, today I want us to share, you know, the things that we need to do in order to make sure that we are aligned to be anchored in that secret place, in that place which God, under oath, has prepared for us, where Jesus has gone ahead of us and he's eternally interceding for us. You know that he doesn't stop. Jesus has never given up on you. What? Jesus has never what? Given up on you. I've heard the testimonies that we have that have come, and all of them I think were related to accidents. Philip, we pray that the Lord may, you know, massage that back, and that, you know, that young man, whoever he, the boda-boda guy, God may heal him. I have gone through accidents myself. No, anyway, I've gone through one major accident many years ago. But I will give you that testimony one day. I ended up in jail as a result. But it was interesting, and the way God actually took me out of that place, it was amazing. It's an amazing testimony. Nay, that one is not for today. The scratches on my car as a result of boda bodas, Pastor. Aba boda boda banaki. And for me, I'm a stickler to the rules on the road. But I realize even the lorries now don't want the inner lane, you know, that, you know, the left, on the extreme left, because the boda bodas are there. So they drive in the wrong lane. So you have it, you're already side, then you come, and me, I want, if I'm going somewhere, I know which lane I have to what? To use. I don't cross lanes. I don't do what. Sometimes my kids look at me. I say, no, I'm following the rules. I have to follow the rules. I have to be obedient. So border borders, Vanang, they are a menace. So today, submit, serve, and surrender. Submit, serve, and surrender. Hallelujah. As a young man, before I knew Christ, and even after I knew Christ, later on I stopped. I used to love watching WWE, wrestling, eh? Wrestling was the in thing. When I was in my first days of work, we had a friend. Those days we never had the internet and all that, but we had a friend who used to get those cassettes, and we would go and watch them in Wandegeya. He had a flat in Wandegeya. So after, on Friday, that's where we'd start. Would go and watch WWE. Chris Adams, Kabuki, all those. Some of you don't know those names. The Big Show. What? What's this other American guy who used to tear the T-shirt? Musumba, Obamanyi. Hulk Hogan. Those were the stars in that day. But it was always, you know, but it was just really show. That WWE is a show. You would wait, they count one, two, and then the guy comes up and say, he hasn't. So, When we are submitting to the Lord, it's not that sort of WWE thing, eh? Katonda tamala kukuba body slam na clothesline na agenda kumigua. And these days there's a local version, by the way, in Uganda. I don't know how they do it. They have mud and whatnot, but they have copied WWE. But submission in God's sight is different. And I want to praise God that He has given us the opportunity to submit to Him. We learned that the Israelites rejected God by designing their own cause. When we talk about the Israelites designing their own cause, they say we want a king and we want our own king. They rejected God. They didn't submit to Him. They didn't see Him. But those of us who live in this time, we see God by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to His Father and accepting to do their will. Him coming on earth that we may be secured again, anchored, that we may go back into the Holy of Holies. Hallelujah. But it requires some action from you. Not the WWE type, but the ayayaya type that Pastor knows with Sanya. Hallelujah. So, we are called to yield to God. Live in obedience and walk in humility. And all these topics over the last year or so, we have had certain preachings around obedience, around humility. But I want us to remember that we need to transform, renew our minds in Christ, but also remember that we have to activate. To know is one thing. To put into action is another. Hallelujah. So if you renew your mind with the knowledge of God, then you have to do what? Put your knowledge into action. Without action, the Bible says faith without action is what? Yeah. So, I want to stir up everybody, including myself, so that we can remind ourselves, what does it really mean to submit? To submit is to yield willingly to God's authority and order. To willingly submit. Willingly to yield. When we are driving on the road, and Philip, you know that thing, yield. How many of you drive cars here? What does yield mean? When you are driving. Kiriza, ujajigula, motoka. Yield. What does yield mean? Huh? Yield. Give way. Yield means that you have to stop and you have to give way. Usually yield you'll find at either at a junction or at a roundabout, as you're entering a roundabout, you have to give way. And you give way to who? To the one who is on what? On the nkurungo. Roundabout. So, you have to stop. Now, there's a difference in the way you stop when you're driving a car as to when you are yielding to God. To yield to God means that you're walking because God has given you your will, you're on your way, but you stop because you recognize Him and you know that He's your God. So you stop and you recognize. It's what we say that we are yielding when we worship. You are yielding to God. All right? Praise the Lord. So yield willingly to God's authority and order. The other word is willingly. And I want to say, in my journey with Christ, there are things I have done unwillingly. Nayenga, at the end of the day, I have yielded because I have got the knowledge and truth. But in the beginning, it was hard. I used to do, nayenga, gumite, ngomutimachi, mugumu. Now, when you are willingly doing something, you yield. you let go. And you know it's the right thing to do. That's why I was saying, when you're on the road, my children stopped asking me, Daddy, why can't you go like the other one? When they were still young, they have now known. Even my wife, sometimes she wants to tell me, why don't you follow this one? I said, no, I'm on this road. And I tell her many times, who is driving? You or me? If I'm the one, and it has caused us a few clashes when we're driving. So now she has accepted to yield. When I'm under control of the vehicle, she will yield. If I use the wrong route, yield. Hallelujah. So submitting willingly to the authority and order. The word willingly is key. And I said I've struggled in the past with doing some things a little bit unwillingly. But I want to thank God so much that even when I hadn't got all the knowledge that I needed, he actually rewarded me, even when I yielded. He paid me. Can you imagine how much grace God has? How much love he has? The fact that I struggled with it and I said, okay, let me see. He actually rewarded me. And whenever I think about that, I say, oh my God, I wish I knew. Why did I waste so much time? This funny thing, you know, we all have that little bit of stubbornness and things in our lives. In James 4:7, it says, submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. I've used this scripture before, and it always reminds me about Cain and Abel. Cain killed Abel because he was jealous, and yet God told him, he warned him in advance, by the way, be careful because you may fall into a trouble. But still, he went ahead. And he was so difficult to manage that to the extent that when God saw what he had done, he went to him and says, he even had the audacity to tell God, am I my brother's keeper? No. So he did not yield, and he did not yield the authority. And we know the Bible says that he's now wandering in eternity. He will never die. I don't know where he is, but God knows. He knows. Whether he took him and he said in eternity he will never, I don't know. And I don't understand that message, and I don't know where he is, but I believe God's word is final. Cain is somewhere. I don't know where. So submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And when you read about Cain and Abel, then you look at, Pastor was teaching us about Jacob and Esau. Yeah? There was a fight between the two. And eventually, one stole the other's, birthright. And he tricked the father into taking the blessing of his brother. But when you read the chapter, you find that actually God had already talked to what? Leah. Rebecca. He had talked to Rebecca and told her, that child is going to be blessed. He's going to be the head of his elder brother. So the mother knew. So somehow I started forgiving the mother. She was saying that she was driving the direction of what God had planned. But at the end of the day, the difference between Cain and Abel and Esau and his brother was that at the end of the story, there was repentance and there was forgiveness. The brother yielded and the elder brother also gave in and he accepted. Yeah? So, it's important to acknowledge and yield willingly. We know that there were very many struggles in between before they got to that stage. But at the end of the day, if you willingly yield, the Lord's intervention will come in place. Repentance will come in, and the Lord's healing, his own healing. Yeah? See, the brother actually sent animals ahead, and he sent servants ahead to meet Esau. But by the time he was going to meet his brother, it's just like the prodigal son. Before he could meet his brother, God had already forgiven. Also, Esau forgave his brother. He yielded. I don't know whether he actually yielded to God, but he yielded and he acknowledged that this is my brother. That act alone was an act of repentance and acceptance. And also, God paid the brother on his 14 years of suffering. He gained, but he went through a lot of challenges. So, in Romans 12:1, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Your bodies as living sacrifice. What does it really mean? Your body as a living sacrifice. It's all about submission, and we are going to discuss a few things. I'll give you some of my own examples, testimonies of my life, what it has meant to me, and as I give them I selectively pick the testimonies because some of them are not yet at the right to be given at this time. I know I have many testimonies, but some of them God has not given me permission to release yet. And I know one day he'll give me the permission to release. Lastly, on submission, Hebrews 13:17. Have confidence in your leaders and submit to their authority. Pastor is here, you have Pastor Juan, you have various leaders in the church, you have Mr. Wamai, we have people who lead us in the church. Mr. Isokea, there are people in this church who have leadership mantle. They are the authorities who have been placed in this house of God. So you must submit to them. We all many times use this submission to the worldly. This scripture does not discuss the worldly standard, but it is talking about God's standard. This man is, touch not my anointed. It's his portion. Omusajja yava ku busawo. Yali badde abaaga abantu. Naye kati abaaga mitima. Can you imagine? This man had all the option in the world. He studied in the best places. He has a degree people cry for. But he decided to what? Kubaga mitima. He yielded. Hallelujah. So you have to do what? Submit to the authority. Tobe erao gumite na yendaba musajja. Wegendereze. Kubanga katonda mutaddeko manto. He's holding the manto. He's holding a vision which is not prepared by himself. It is prepared of God. So we as the sheep, we have a shepherd. The official representative of the shepherd is the pastor. So yield to the authority. Now, what are some of the examples of the worldly submission? Wano. Ha, mutandiko kwekebera. Kubanga ndeta. Look into your hearts and check yourselves. Even me as I preach, I'm checking myself. Don't think that when I'm standing up here and preaching the word, I'm not preaching to myself. These words also come to me. Materialism and consumerism. The material things that we want so much. I don't know what's in your heart, what you want. What materialistic thing do you want? Oyagala moto kenene. Oyagala. Omulimu wa munene. Ogwagala. And it's God who can give. He can give you the big car. He can also give you the big salary. He's more than able. Everything in heaven and earth belongs to him. We have turned to consumerism. The days that we celebrate as Christians have been, muddied by consumerism. For example, Christmas and Easter. Easter, where we are actually honoring and remembering the sacrifice that our Lord prayed. Tubera tutunulira ntamu. Okimanya abasajja. Easter. Easter egg, boba agenda wala. And the Easter bunny. Do you know what? Easter bunny. Oh, have you ever?
Do you remember buying a card nga kuliko Easter eggs and Easter bunny? Atene tuzigaba to our fellow Christians. We don't know. Kubanga abazungu ba tuletera ki? They're the ones. But inside we are thinking we are celebrating Easter. Wagulako Easter eggs? Mchala namanya. Easter bunnies. And we exchange those. These days we get soft copies on WhatsApp. You open in the morning. Happy Easter and a bunny comes out. And it's from your fellow Morocco. But anyway, consumerism, wealth, possessions, and status. Be careful. Wealth. We all love wealth. But how do you manage wealth? If you don't manage wealth in a godly manner, you may find that you are not yielding to God. Submit your wealth, whatever God has given you, to God. Don't follow the worldly standard of consumerism. Because going to go, so and so in their house they have bought this. Even me, you are competing with who? Why are you competing with others because of consumerism? You haven't even paid the school fees for your children. You don't even have transport. You are doing things because you're in the rat race. The world is demanding of you to do certain things. You're not doing them according to the will of God. There's a time when the Lord will tell you that you need a car and he has given you the opportunity to get a car and you'll know that you know and you don't have to start with the 2025 Land Cruiser. If it's but if it's your time, he might bring it. Hallelujah. So the worldly standard, wealth, possessions, and status. Verse 9. Let's be careful. What is your portion when it comes to these things? Status. You are fighting with your neighbor because your neighbor has something which is better. You also want to have something better. We always hear wives who compare. So and so husband has this. He does this. It's a worldly standard. It's not God's standard. God can give you a blessing if you submit to him. Materialism and consumerism are not God's portion. God has everything. And he is more than willing to provide for you. And he has made a path for you. Sometimes we delay God's plan on our lives because we have not yielded to him. So be cautious. Yield to God first. Technology and social media. Me, I'm wounded in that space. And I'm praying to God that I can be released. Some of us don't want to even let our phones down anymore. Mazima, you can even go to town and you forgot your phone and you decide to go back, even if you have a meeting in the office. I have to go back and pick my phone. Because you feel you are lame without your phone. As we work in the office, we are on TikTok. As we work, God gave you a job. Kati, can you imagine if Pastor was doing what he studied? Nga bago omuntu nga bwatunula ku TikTok. What's going to happen? We are taken up by, we are consumed. And some parents here, you are opening these children to early misuse of technology. The West is moving away. For us, we are just diving headfirst. Somebody gave a testimony where we were walking and said, this daughter of mine, she came from the US, a niece of mine, and she said on the flight that two things happened to Ugandans on the flight. She was coming from Brussels. One, when they asked a gentleman where, they left the seat because they were thinking of Ebola. And yet the guy was coming from the US. They said, "Hey, Ugandan Ebola." Yeah? Then the second thing, she sat next to somebody on the flight. I said, "Where are you from?" She said, "Uganda." "Ah, you Ugandans, you are hopeless. The only thing you know is kids who dance and TikTok. Nothing." She reduced Ugandans to that level. Naya mazima. I felt I wasn't the one who was those words were said to. But I thought of it and said, "Yeah, we are reduced." And really, We a TikTok country. Tetuva kuchi? Lugambo. Mugamba titemulina lugambo. Na yete muva kuchi? Alana. TikTok. And all these other things. And me, I know only TikTok. The other one is what? Snapchat, simumanyi. Waluo mulala. Instagram. WhatsApp. These things. Be careful. Actually, let's start being cautious. Start managing even in our homes. In my home, we have an issue. But I think I also may be part of that problem. There's a time when you find us all on phones. Amazima. Chala wanga manyo kuulirize obo bugundi. Nayo bubera bulungi abawuliriza enjiri. Naye sometimes ara abawuliriza bino ebirala. Ate nange. Ngenda ku ki World Cup, biki, clips, biki. Abaana baseka. Naye namwe mbamanyi. Elijah. Nehemiah. TikTok and all these things, they are stopping us from yielding to God, distracting us, taking up our time. You honestly need to check yourself. Check yourself how much time you spend on the phone. There are phones which give you a weekly summary. If I pick some of your weekly summaries, you know, every Monday morning it gives a summary how much time you spent on the phone last week. Ewo, some of you or some of us, you'll be ashamed to see how much time you spend. Entertainment and pleasure, music, movies, what about gaming? These things, be careful. Gaming. You call somebody and go, gaming. Ah, daddy, I'm on level what? Wait. I'm on level, I'm about to crack level what? Even to be no. Ate, you know, those are children, but we have adults who are gaming all the time. True, false? We are gaming. These little things, you know, the Bible says the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy. How do you think he is? We want to see, my children say, they want to see while you were, you say, that is what they say, there's a devil there. Now the devil is on gaming. Grown men, I know a certain pastor, I won't say his name. Game. I know a judge, a justice, and he's a very good man and he loves the Lord. He has an aircraft simulator. He has built even a chair. He simulates piloting and he has different aircraft, even different version of aircraft. He's on it. He says, oh, hang. And I talk to him. Meanwhile, again, Dr. Sale, Omusang, and Chia. Wanabe Ranga, I'm a pilot mode. Banange, be careful what you are yielding to. We need to yield to God. Work and career ambitions. Some of you, your career is so important. And yes, your career is important, but it should not hamper you from yielding to God. Hey, I'm in the prime. Hey, my career. In my earlier days, well, it was a job which pushed me. There were days I would go to work on Sunday. But it was because of work pressure. But when I look back, I say, maybe I should have used my time better. Some of us are like that. We yield very easily to career pressure. And you do not spare the time to go in the presence of God. So who is your Lord? Is your career your Lord? You have to think carefully. Hallelujah. Career cannot be your only goal. Chala namanya. Mugaru bindi wavudeyo. Kati oli kumwami namanya. Mamukubireko mungalo. Hey, ojirobe kone mchala mwami namanya. God is making a way. You have things that you'll do. Human approval. Banange, you are looking for validation from people. In this world, people want to be noticed. They want to be validated. They want to be. Oyingide mu kifo. Oyagala bayimuke. Tigundi aze. We see these things in the churches, in the Anglican church. Other, they have seats which are specifically for certain people. And they've even put their names. And even the reverend or the bishop can stop and recognize in the middle of a sermon. Oh, twagala ok RDC wegundi yaze. And the RDC also will not sit down. You are coming into the presence of God. Now you want to be noticed in church because omunene aze. You are going to meet the King of Kings. And in your presence, in the presence of God, you want to be like a small, tiny God. In the presence of God, olinga munyera. We want to be validated by people. When it comes to relationships, you want everything to be validated by somebody else. You want Regan, chagendo kugamba, chamulema. Nayero genze wa Regan. Because you want to him to validate. Or manyenti okoze choice. Bono gende wo musumba aja kukubaka swanyi. He'll give you the truth, but you don't want to hear that truth. So you go to the one who you know has gundi shea wange. Kasta. Wamma gwobi manye biafe. Edison. Wamma. You know. Hey. These things, they stop us from yielding to God. Be careful. Check yourself. Self-reliance and pride, using your own strength. Amalala. Nze nkisobola nkola kino. Nze nawulidde. You don't even ask God. Nze nkimanyi. Bakugamba, naye walisabyeko. Ni Katonda amanyi. Mark, ni Katonda amanyi. See, you self, that self-pride. Check yourself using your own strength. Magezi go. The Bible tells you lean not on your own understanding. And by the way, you have to be careful because there are those again who are on the extreme when they are over spiritual. Mukama tanangamba kangende munaku kuminatano kanyongere ya vidi kanyongere yo ndi mumyezi mukaga. Tosala wo oyo katonda nabachi katonda yogera katonda akuta. Katonda yagalo salewo. Nena wofuse over spiritual. No. Please, let's be careful. Then politics and ideologies. Politics atutwala. Fingaba sajja. The political situation. We have to be alert. But don't overgo there. What is your value in that space? Oh, fachi ne singa pastor wagam. Politics, ori kunu pamaso na goga kumiuse kagulinga gande geya. Eri so yonali miuse, ori kubanga nupu. Ori yaduke misinda alimu Amerika, ori asose jigwoli wano, kala kata muogo. Eh? Oh, food de ori kunupu, ogani de munupu. Ne NRM. Yes, Katonda feya tu gamba, who to vote for. We voted. Na yete tu chikulachi. Inare msijiteka wanu kuchenye. Ate waluo nakuzino. Waluo msajia wa Katonda wetu waba dejo. Yajeyo ne t-shirt eliko PLU. Na ya kabuto keka koma yono wekati. PLU. Msajia mkuru ni ngambo fachi. Ate wali moroko. Yeah, don't you know he's coming? It's, yeah, I know he's coming, but... Kakati no malobu de on those things, ideologies, you are trusting human systems. Why don't you pray for them? Take some time to pray for these people. Yes, God has put these people there for a purpose. They are those whom we have to pray for so that they can change. Those who have been given leadership that they can, you know, they can yield to God, that their decisions can be godly, that they can turn this nation to God. I called somebody this week. I hadn't spoken to somebody for. Do you know what he when I called him? He said his number in PLU, and he and this guy is on phone. His name is, I won't say his name. He gave me the name and he gave me his PLU number and he stated PLU when we were talking on phone. I said, "Katio Faji." So what? Ngamanti ogenda kusemba nacho echa PLU. PLU jireke, jisabire jiteke maso ga Katonda. Now you cannot front your political aspirations and things like that. When there's God, who is the God Almighty? Who are you yielding to? Even these people who want to lead us, let them yield to God. You must be the first example of yielding to God. Hallelujah. So, godly submission, that is worldly submission. Godly submission, the same. Men and women in business and corporate and the corporate world who choose integrity over corruption, bribery, and fast tracking of their businesses. I gave an example last week how I was pushed to the wall. I tried to bid for jobs, but on the side, eventually people came and said, "Gwe, you are not getting jobs because you are not putting something kitu kidogo." I'm not going to put any money on anything. I will not live by that standard. So I gave up on those jobs, and God gave me a job. He brought people who paid me in dollars. Even when I was sleeping at night, I was being paid in what? In dollars. That is God. Do not conform to the standards of what? When policemen stopped me, a policeman stopped me some time back. They have stopped me a number of times. And then they asked me, "What are you going to do for us?" I said, what are you suggesting? "Mzee, you know what we are saying." I said, "Are you suggesting that I should bribe you?" The guy looked at me. I said, "You have, because I told him, can you forgive me? I did something wrong in those days." I gave you that testimony when I had forgotten the children at school. And I did a shortcut because they would fine at the school if you pick up the children late. So I checked, I saw, going around, at that time they were still around about at Kamocha. You had to go round and then come back, then go to Kampala Parents to pick the children. It was late, it was coming to 7 something. I was panicking, so I decided to, by then they hadn't made that car, turn that you could go before you get to the lights. In fact, these days you don't go to the lights, you just turn and calm down. I went over that thing. Hey, the first thing I saw was a woo woo woo. My heart was pumping. The first thing I did was to take off my bank ID, put it somewhere far. The guy came to me. "What have you done?" I said, I did a mistake. So he said, "Now what are you going to do?" I told him, "You know what? You can do something for me." He said, "Now what do you want me to do for you?" I said, "You can forgive me. And you can warn me and forgive me." Then he looked at me and he said, "Okay, Mzee, I've forgiven you. Now what can you do? What can you do for me?" Now I turned and I looked at him and said, "Are you suggesting that I should bribe you? You have forgiven me for, it's not a criminal offense, eh? It's what? Was that? It's not a criminal offense, eh? Doing a traffic offense. Now you want me to commit a criminal offense?" The guy looked at me. Then he said, "May I know you, sir?" Come on, sir. Namugamba, I'm an officer. But I'm an officer in the bank. So he looked at me. And then he went to the pickup, to the afande in the pickup. I think he told him, the guy says he's an officer. So he said, "Okay, you can go." Hey, mama, mutima gwali eno mu lubuto. Ngamanyi pwedde. So even though I was using a worldly standard, but I refused to what? To give a pie. And I've been fined once, and truly I was speeding, going to Mbarara,
I was speeding and the guy stopped me. The guy said, "You have been speeding." I said, "I cannot deny." And I was foolish because the taxis usually slow down. When there's a, you know where the speed trap is. Taxi. I paid the fine, and that was it. So, don't be corrupt. Husbands, have a godly standard. Lead your family, even when you have pressures at work. Abami, lead your families. I have been challenged during this period, World Cup, Pastor. Ngudemu. Mchala wange na mugamba ino season ngenda kulaba mupira ni nogulaba nazunge nakusatu ngani ngageza ako kujimalayo womunana mbonye ne World Cup pastor pakalwe nagamba ntikati nalabanga ko jine ejisoka nengeza ako kulaba naye ngudde munaku zino. My stewardship as a father has dropped. For this period, sija kulimba. Nena we pastor wagenda kuase no. Obana li ngumira kugwe ngaba ne pastor alaba ase no. Naye kandabe ku World Cup. Naye kati olaba bwe validating. You see how I'm trying to validate. Huh? And I don't know what how pastors his home. He has a standard. But men, please, don't abdicate your role. Some of you think that, oh, I don't preach, but you are the pastor in your home. Pick up that mantle. So, pick up the mantle. Togama anti, wana buto nyo, bufka, fuka, tibukola. Tandika. Hey, oba wakajira katide, no ka, tandikira o imbena ko, dajika kumi. Daddy has a time for prayer. Kajja kukakana. You see Anaya, my muzukuru, she leads worship. In fact, if you don't pick her, you're in trouble. As soon as I say amen, yeah, sumulula, praise and worship. In her voice. Na ye, sometimes you have to say, now it's now mommy's turn to lead us in praise and worship because she wants to go on and on and on. But the Bible tells us to train up a child so that they will not what? Depart from it. You start when they are this. Don't wait until they are 16, 17. Mwana gwe jangu kubuli renjiri. Hey, uja kusanga mwana aligumite. Ngatacha chusika. Kama yebaz benyo? An employee submitting to company policies, respecting authority, respect the pastor. We respect the authority in the office, but you don't respect the house of God, the leadership in the church. Pastor Yagambia, you selectively accept. We weed the word. The one which is a little bit hard, you weed it out and say that one, it will find me on the way. Don't be selective. So, submission today means aligning your decisions. Aligning your decisions and God's standards, not just personal ambitions. It means aligning your decisions and God's standards, not just personal ambition. Submission is not weakness. It is strength under God's control. The world will tell you, kanisa yawasoyo inemo marayo. Submitting to God gives you direction, it gives you strength, it gives you purpose. Hallelujah. God is good. Serve. That is submission. Pastor, I'm doing badly on time. I don't know what's going to happen. The children are back. Serve. To actively demonstrate love through action, humility, and justice. Demonstrate love through action, humility, and sacrifice. In Mark 10:45, for even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Hallelujah. Christ himself, the King of Kings, came as a ransom
He gave, he served. We need to be able to serve as well. Galatians 5:13, serve one another humbly in love. Humbly and in love, serve. That's God's standard. John 13:14, 15, Jesus washing the disciples' feet as a model of servant leadership. He washed their feet. He was the King of Kings. The disciples, even those who denied him and the one who gave him away, he washed their feet. He served. It was an act of selfless service, acknowledging that's his standard to serve. And we know that one of the disciples asked, what was the question? He said, who is the greatest amongst us? Christ says, the greatest amongst us is the one who serves. So how are you, showing service? True greatness in the kingdom is measured by service, not status. We are on a status, and these days, what is that thing they say on WhatsApp and Facebook? You have so many friends. I checked there these days you can have access. Nine mikwano rukumi. One time bangamba ngoli naba tono. Nay of those 1,000. It's just status. If I were to call out Manae Munyambe, you may find maybe 2 or 3. Naye, status, mwagala status. Serving the world, not valuing others above yourself. Disregarding how success can bless others. Your success is supposed to bless others. I talked about a tree does not eat its fruit. The fruit that a tree bears are supposed to be eaten by people, by animals, by what? You are supposed to serve others. Neglecting the needy. How many times have you had the opportunity to serve somebody and to give? Naye kubanga si wa klasi yo oyotosobola kumuwa. I have seen some favors from God. I just don't want to say some. I've seen favor with God by spontaneously being able to give. It has happened. And that's why I say I'm careful. Sometimes people can think that you are trying to boast, but it's the truth. I don't know if I gave this testimony. There's a lady who came crying to me in the office. Yes, for school fees. That lady, she sends me blessings every week. I did that act in February this year. Every week, I'm paid as a message of blessing. She even calls and speaks a blessing upon my life. Who am I? So don't overlook things like that which come before you and God guides you. The Spirit of God will guide your footstep. But if you ignore, and you can very easily ignore, nogamat, tamanyi, nange simumanyi. Even in our family, there are people who have not paid. We haven't paid school fees. Let me look for those ones. And yet you have never looked for them. You know your brother's kids are suffering, what not, but you have kept quiet. Anti na ye yafuka ochi, chizibu jetuli, yazara buzazi. Don't neglect the needy. Pride and status seeking, I talked about that. Whatever gift you have, 1 Peter 4:10. 1 Peter 4:10, each one should use whatever gift he has received to serve others, faithfully administering God's grace in the various forms. Obodi musabi, pick up the phone or sabiro muntu. You have a minute. Surprise somebody as the office in the morning. Don't call them when they're in a meeting. Call them, how are you? Have you reached office? Do you have 2 minutes? I want to pray for you. You will be serving. Father, bless Mami Soke, bless his wife, bless his family, bless Regan, bless Esther, bless Mchalanamanya. What has God gifted you? Kati Philip no malon kubira agenze no genda. Na nkubira ko kundonga kusimu. Ulira kano. Aka Yesu. He'll be serving God because he'll be putting me closer to God. So what has God gifted you? So, indifference to others' burdens, it's not my problem. We have that approach. We look at people who are needy, people who are wanting, people whom you should be able to help. That there's a mentality. Mfunira wa. Kino kinkwatirako wa. There's nothing I can gain for it. Yet you can do something for the kingdom of God. You can. When we were doing our road, people said, but you, why are you doing the road? Nobody is going to appreciate you. I said, what's wrong with doing the road? First, I'm going to be a beneficiary. Second, people will be beneficiaries. Some even called me and said, hey, to take our road toll. Because all good. When I recently, I put on the group, I've put somebody to clean the drainage. Because the drainage which we have painstakingly put there, people even outside their fences, they don't clean their what? So I put a man. I told, look for a man who is needy, kuchal. Let him clean the drainage. We shall pay him. I got calls from people. Where you are doing this thing alone? I said, but I'm calling you, I'm inviting you to join. What is that drainage? That drainage is going to be destroyed because of rubbish, because of things which cannot be picked out. Really? Let's clean it. So, don't be indifferent. It might not be the same as mine, but don't be indifferent to situations. You may lift the burden. As you lift that burden, you are working for the kingdom. Don't harden your hearts in those areas. Hallelujah. Amen. Selective service. Do you remember ani yali asavinzeko cake nga chali moto kumbaga? Abalala baganye. Kubanga they can see themselves nga basoka kukubayo chipisi mutama. You know, they usually pick little kids to serve. In those days, anyway, these days they put the young girls who look smart and what. In our days, they used to pick the young kids. When you are given the lusania to serve the cake, you first secure the gains. A piece jogendo kulio jizawa no monsonda jibata sobola kutuka. No lioka. The first thing you do is you look for where your parents are. And you know, I don't know how many times these words I would say, oh she's coming straight. Some of you are still like that even when you are adults. You can understand the kids because they would be lying to the people they know, and that's how they should be. Yeah? Naye omuntu omukulu. I have to do this only for Mr. Isoke. Only for pastor. Only for rigor. Vanai, don't be selective in the way you serve. Hallelujah. Mentoring junior staff. This is when you're serving God. And I gave an example sometime. In the office, mentor people. Those of you who are in office, mentor them. Let them grow. Some of the biggest leaps and bounds I've made in my life was because I mentored people. I gave you the story about one of the big regional bosses who came. I was given responsibility to make sure that they were comfortable, whatnot, engaged, all the way up to taking them to the VIP at the airport, picking them from the VIP and all that. We even have a lead vehicle because this guy was so big. So after serving for 3 days, he was in the country. I was always with him, whatnot. When we were going to the airport, he said one thing to me. He said, Edward,
how come you haven't asked for any favor from me? I said, are you giving me the opportunity too? And he said, yes, you ask for what you want. Do you know what I said? I have 3 people in my unit. They haven't been promoted in the last 3 years. I want them to be promoted to this level, and this level. He had his laptop. He said, done. He typed the email there in the car when I was with him. That is very simple. Done. He said, is that all? I said, that's all. Are you sure? I said, that's all. I didn't have to speak for myself. Surely when the year was coming to an end, I was promoted. And the guy who had been sitting on my promotion going through, he kept telling me, oh, the other guy, he was a Kenyan guy, he kept saying, oh, the other guy, they haven't approved it. It's not approved, what not? The guy called me and he told me, I have promoted you. Now, the regional guy called me and said, you know, it's difficult to get a promotion. Kumbe, they had already promoted me. So, mentor others. Don't shine alone. Let the people who are below you shine. There are people who are better than you. Why can't you let them shine? Hallelujah. God is good. Service in modern life is about humility, using your position to uplift others. It's not only about you. Look to others. You can sponsor a child. I talked about that. A man, you can help your wife in what? In the house. Serve also.
It will create a very good relationship. It will help you, you know, in your relationship. Hallelujah. So serving God should be a key mantle we should hold of. And lastly, and I've got a few minutes, so I'm going to rush. Surrender. Release. Control and trust God fully with your life. Surrender. I was talking about submission. Surrender means acknowledging. Release the control. Lean not on your own understanding. And Luke 22:42 says, Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done. Even Christ himself, in that very big hour when he was being taken, before he was taken, he called on his Father, not my will, let your will be done. These things we talk about, and they are so easily, we talk about them, but really practicing them is what we need to perfect. Tuve mu standard ey'okubyogerako obwogezi. Tulekerawo just talking about them, but let us start practicing them. Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross. Matthew 16:24. Take up your cross. You want to be a disciple? Take up your cross. Taking up the cross means you are accountable, you are responsible, and you are taking the actions that the Lord himself wants us to take. And Psalms 37:5 says, commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will what? Do this. Hallelujah. So, release your control. Relinquish. Let the Lord drive you. Now, what do we do? I'm going to talk about the worldly standard here. We cling to personal control. We make decisions without any wisdom, no prayer. Refusing God to direct our paths. We don't ask or inquire of God because we believe that it's I. That I syndrome we need to release. Relinquish control. The Bible says in Christ you are a new creation. A new creation involves letting go, releasing the control, and trusting in God's answer. Unwillingness to forgive. That one you all know. A family member, friends, bitterness. You haven't surrendered bitterness to God. How unfortunate. My wife knows a couple of people who I have struggled to forgive. And I've talked to her about it and said, "Vanangi, I'm struggling to forgive somebody." And one of them is extreme. He says, leave them to God. One is a man who abuses his family so much that, for me, by the way, if you are an abusive man, you are not worthy of being called a man. And it really, really, really upsets me. Why do you have to be abusive? Why do you have to make your family suffer? Your wife suffer? And you people, you are talking about, you people know small things. We know men who have picked up a panga and he goes to, and you are at the wedding. Can you imagine? You witness at a wedding and nebakugamba yagobyo mchala ne jambia. And he chased the wife with a panga. No mwana na mkba, omusekuzo mmotwe. But now, these things are there. So, these things, you know, how do you forgive such a person? How? Then I have somebody else who my wife also knows. I have struggled to forgive. And this one started from many, many years ago as a young. But somebody very sticky. Family. They don't even live with me, but to be a family. Then you pick up and you have received everybody. All in Azunganga, measles, and Ariatevisive. Then you are taken 3 steps backwards. You are moving forward in a direction people are beginning to accept. Then all of a sudden, Navayo na tabula tabula. And they don't even live here. Come on, Sasile. How do you forgive? Let's learn how to forgive. I started praying. When I pray, I say, Father, forgive my, let my heart be, you know, be your heart and look at the situation differently from my own view. Because some of these things, when you write them in your mind, it's hard. You need God to write them out of your mind. You need to submit them at the cross so that he himself can take control and then you'll be able to change. And don't judge things the way you think that they should be. Attachment to material things over obedience to God. Here, God has blessed me. Antimunai, mukama yatuwachi no kakati no kuverao. You leave God because God gave you something. Pastor, over to chikola tutia. Havamu. Mukama na kuweza de no zaro mwana. Oh, Mwana, Auntie, Mwana, Mwana. You don't go to church anymore because of Mwana. My wife, as soon as the child was even 1 month, as long as she was able to get up, no later baby, amaso negaku kanuka kubango baby bamukuteko. Mukanisa. Esther avudeya kolorabu kolorabu kolorabu. Na amaso gona no. Mwana akufuki de. Okay, I see people. The way the children can change a parent in a dalaba chala. Akana katambula ko mukanisa yenna na abiranga aliku tension akana katambuddeko. Yes, you should care. Ne waluwo chola banga chisuse. Ngomwana kati yafuga. The tail is wagging the dog. You know that one? A dog should wag the tail, but now it's the tail wagging the dog. Be careful. Okay? All right. Selective obedience to God, as I'm going to pick up, and forgive me, I'll just another 5 or so minutes. Selective obedience to God. Obeying the things which you think are convenient. Ignoring the things which make you feel uncomfortable. Muyimba wano ne mwagala nnyo Katonda. Ne chintu bwe chituka ku purity. Stawamai. Songezo zimanyi. When it comes to purity, echo church take our bali. Mukama manye omubiri guba gummanja. Bakuwasa weekend oli muwala mulungi. Na yo yagala Katonda. Be careful. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And yet, because you think that your body demands more of your own decisioning, you haven't submitted that to God. You're a young, beautiful lady. Be careful. And by the way, young, beautiful ladies are attacked by the young men. But these days, the young ladies are also very bold. Tebazanya, barumba. Near that area, you don't submit it to God. You choose the other things. I will be with Pastor Joan on Thursday. I will come to pray. Ne Friday yange. Ne bobu. Ku Sunday, tujja kubeera bulungi mu kanisa. Nuwa n'obujulizi. Mukama yebazibwe. Bobu ya. Nange. These things are true. Selective. Generosity and humility. Your humility is selective. You're humble because pastor is around. Bwavao. Twafunanga abantu. Soko oline ne Kristo ngenda mweyambula nkulagireko bwerere. Na mukima. Ne ngenda kubalagala okitegeere. You know, we have people who are like that. Kansoke mweyambule nja kuddamu. Mwambale. Selective. Your humility is selective. Your generosity is selective. Your generosity is directed to the ones who you expect to give you back. Bwenamuwa ajaku nzijukira. Hallelujah. Resistance to sacrifice. You can't deny yourself. Refusing to get rid of sinful habits. Unhealthy relationships, personal ambitions that conflict with God's plans. And you can read that in Matthew 6:24 in your own time. Now, surrendering to God, as I finalize, is the highest form of worship. Surrendering to God is the highest form of worship. It says yes to God's will, even when it costs you. It's going to cost you. It costs you getting closer to God. It costs you sacrificing things that God knows, by the way, and he counts those things. You feel that you want to do something that is not going to please him, but you resist and you don't do it. I'm telling you, God will reward you. So don't be walking around not thinking that you will not be attacked by the devil to try and cause you to sin. The thoughts come. But sin is not activated until you take an action on it. Amaso galaba, naye oku activating is your decision. Okay? So, yes, mwolabe chintu, ngate chalibade chikutwala in the wrong direction, submit it to God and don't do it. He will tick. And he will give you the strength to overcome that thing. So, it is not weakness, but it will cost you. A professional surrendering plans to God, trusting him, it shows, and we have the testimonies in this place. A young man surrendering unhealthy relationships, choosing purity and godly companionship, God will reward you and he'll pay you. A family surrendering financial worries by tithing faithfully, even when expenses are tight, God will reward you. In the area of tithing, that one I'm going to leave it with you. Because even me, I'm struggling. How faithful have you been with your tithing? You know, when we talk about things that relate to money, agama ha, akute wayagala, tufune kusente. Na ye, our steward here in this church, I know, and I've been here long enough to understand the way he treats money. The way he stands with his God and the issues around money. So there are many things that we have never contributed to here. Tomorrow is not to be around or tithe. Tithe is abamu. Some of the sacrifices he has not spoken to, that he has had to shoulder with the grace of God, you are the one who knows them. Na ye, the rest of us, how are we? Finally, submit your ambitions to God, his authority. Serve others with humility and love. Surrender your will to his perfect plan. This is the pathway to true discipleship, leadership, and kingdom impact in this world we are living in. May the good Lord bless you and forgive me for being not honoring time. Hallelujah.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.